a wire larger than a ravine.
But is it a larger creek?
Huh?
Is it a hollow?
Uh-huh. Well, it doesn't necessarily have water in it.
Oh, okay.
To me, a hollow doesn't necessarily have water in it.
All right. I don't think I've ever seen it.
And a ravine is full of undergrowth and vines and stuff like that, and very deep, you know, and it may be at the bottom have a stream of water.
Okay. But then again, there's not necessarily water in a ravine either. Maybe there
could be. Well, it could be dry. I mean, okay. I imagine water would run through it if it was wet weather.
Okay. What would you call if there's been a heavy rainfall and water has cut a channel across a dirt road or a field? What would that be called?
A gully?
All right, can you name some streams, think of some water that flows. Give me some different names for water that flows.
What do you mean, like creek, river, ocean?
Right.
Waterfall?
More like creek.
Oh, more like on a flat or a level downhill surface.
Okay, so in your mind, which is bigger, a creek or a river?
A river is bigger than a creek.
All right, and how about between a creek and a stream?
Well, a creek would be bigger than a stream,
okay,
my way of looking at it.
Okay, and then can you think of any other names? How about a brook?
Yeah, a brook and a stream to me are pretty much the same.
Okay. What might you call, say you have two rivers that merge and make a third one, what do you call the two in relation to the third? They are what? Like those two rivers are so-and-so.
I know, but I can't tell you. I mean, to me, where two rivers come together and make one, where they merge?
But they are called something.
I don't know.
Like branches or tributaries?
Well, maybe tributaries, excuse me, but branches, I mean, to me, two rivers going together would be tributaries. I don't know.
Okay, that's what
I mean, that's my way of looking at it.
Okay, well, if you can't think of it, I try to give you all the words we have here and get you to choose.
But to me, a branch is too small to be coming together and making a river.
That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know. Okay. Do you have any streams in this neighborhood that have names?
That have names? Not that have names.
What do you call a very small rise in the land?
A very small rise in the land. A terrace?
Okay. Well, what do you call it if it's not a mountain? It's a
hill?
All right. And have you ever heard of a knob of land?
Well, I've heard of Knob Hill, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
And what do you call it if it's a very big rise in land? Like what you live on?
Mountain.
Okay. And what do you call the rocky side of a mountain that drops off?
A bluff.
Okay. Any other names for it?
I don't know any other names. There may be.
Well, what's the difference between a bluff and a cliff?
Well, probably not too much. A bluff. We live on the bluff end of this mountain. It's the sloping end of the mountain, but now a cliff is like here on the side of the mountain. A cliff drops down off the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a straight down, many, many feet.
Okay. And nobody would live on it?
Yeah, we have houses built on the cliff up here.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa.
I wouldn't live in one of them.
I wouldn't either, especially
but
children.
I've been in them, and you just look right out the top of the trees.
I bet they do. They are pretty.
They're very pretty, and I guess the reason they can be built on the cliff side of the mountain is because it's all rock. They have a good foundation.
Yeah. All right, what do you call a place up in the mountains where the road cuts across? It's a low place.